Well, most of us are familiar with so-called green programs or promotions offered by hotels and restaurants and other businesses. But just how do most consumers respond to those programs, like using fewer towels in a hotel, for example? With some research data to help answer that question, we welcome Dr. Thomas Hult, the Byington Endowed Chair and Professor of Marketing and International Business in the Eli Broad College of Business at Michigan State University. He is also director of MSU's International Business Center. We have featured some green marketing, and we've also talked a lot about greenwashing. We'll get to some of that later in the program. But let's talk specifically about a recent article in the Journal of Marketing, very prestigious journal, that you and your colleagues at Cornell and Florida State, some research you folks conducted.
Journal of Marketing, of course, is a marketing journal, so that implies that some of these greening effects have a marketing connotation. And I guess to start off, the easiest way to explain this one is that you can actually increase customer satisfaction by downgrading their service. It's an interesting take for managers of, say, hotels, as you introduced the study as, and focusing on hotels and other whatever programs you want to perhaps participate in for a cost where you get points or you don't get points or you're able to allocate things to others and so forth that we can dig into. But the cool thing and the core thing is that you can actually downgrade someone's service and increase their customer satisfaction, which is obviously highly counterintuitive.
Yeah, and I used in my intro the towel example. I mean, we're using fewer towels, so I suspect in your terminology that would be a bit of a downgrade in service, but you can increase customer satisfaction because why?
Well, think about it. Obviously, when you go to a hotel, so let's stick with the hotel scenario, you want service, you want to be cuddled, you want to be taken care of. But by the same token, if you were staying at home those 2 or 3 or 4 days, you were in the hotel, certainly up to 2 or 3 days, you clearly would use the same towel in the shower and whatever else you use a towel for, and you certainly wouldn't change your sheets every day and all of those normal things that we think about. So in a normal world, we do certain things at home and we expect certain things perhaps when we're on the road. In the hotel scenario, and there are a number of different scenarios that can be played out here that managers of hotels and other outfits like that should think about. But if we play this out, if we force something on the customers, they generally become dissatisfied.
Right.
If we ask them to opt in or opt out, they get a choice, and then they're sometimes satisfied, sometimes not. But if we incentivize that, and this is kind of what the study is about in some way, if we incentivize it in some fashion, and this may not cost anything, it may actually be points to use later, which indirectly will cost perhaps, or it may be cash back on something, X number of dollars. The starting point, though, if you think about this, it could cost about $30 per room in a hotel room to clean that particular room with all the different paraphernalia that needs to be done. If we then take, and that includes linen, that includes, you know, extra bottles of shampoo or whatever it may be, and it includes obviously towels and the likes, vacuuming and so forth. If we take the towel as an example, most people, if we think about it rationally, wouldn't mind using that towel for certainly 2 days, maybe 3 days. And most hotel stays are probably not much more than that on average. That's going to save, obviously, cleaning solution this. It's going to save some cost that. If the starting point is $30 a room, you know, more or less, depending on what hotel it is, and we give them a chance of opting in for points or for cash back or for some other things, that's going to give a certain satisfaction level. If we then opt for giving them other choices of opting in for this, say, greening effect in hotels, such as giving points to others or giving something to charitable causes, interestingly enough, that gives that results in a higher satisfaction level.
That was one of the striking things I saw in your study was that, and maybe that's a bit altruistic when you think about it, but yeah, if they were to plant a tree, for example, in some country or if some other charitable organization were to benefit, you said that incentive was more likely to be compelling in your research than the personal incentive.
Yeah, and we kind of have that in the title of the paper. I won't read off the long title of it, but we talk about warm glow. And warm glow is actually positive, and it was part of the review process where we got that in there. We didn't start with warm glow thoughts, but warm glow simply means that you get a positive emotional experience, very similar to pride and taking part in something because you opt in. But by the same token, those that opt out also feel fine about opting out because you got something for opting in and they didn't get that for opting out. So they feel like
they can rationalize
why they did not. Mm. It's the rationalizing that can't happen when you have no choice. Obviously, that creates dissatisfaction.
We're talking about green marketing incentives with Dr. Thomas Hult, the Byington Endowed Chair and Professor of Marketing and International Business at Michigan State University. What about, let's get into this area of greenwashing you're familiar with. I know that's not the focal point of your research here, but some consumers are skeptical about these offers because they really don't know if these companies are serious about sustainability or this is just a marketing ploy.
And some managers of properties and others are skeptical as well because they don't know if they will really push their customers away, if you will, or you know, again, get more dissatisfied customers coming back to them and sort of wondering, are you simply becoming cheap? You're trying to save a nickel or dime on my dollar, so to speak. And that's really not the case because you can actually use these greening or not greenwashing, but the greening in a positive sense to enhance their experience because it gives them a chance to participate, especially if you do it with incentives that seem to be interesting for them. And those are usually other incentives, such as that planting of the tree that you mentioned. I don't think companies most of the time go that far in this kind of scenario, but giving points to someone else or certainly giving a donation to charity, those things seem to resonate. And most important of all, what resonates is sort of a menu of items. If we force points for our reward system on you as the only choice, that doesn't enhance their experience much or satisfaction level much. But if you give them a choice of points, cash back, giving points to someone else, given to a donation, a little bit of a menu that we're all accustomed to do. We don't go to a restaurant and have one menu item. We go to a restaurant right. and have 10 menu items at minimum, give or take. And in that scenario, these greening programs in hotels and other places seem to work exactly the same way. But the point is that you can actually enhance the customer's experience by having this as a possibility. If it's a forced possibility, it's a bad thing, obviously. If it's a possibility where you can opt out and still feel okay about opting out because those who opted in got something out of it, then that aspect of greening seems tremendously valuable.
And ultimately, the self-perceived value of that experience also translates, and your research suggests this, into a favorable or unfavorable impression about the overall organization, the hotel, the restaurant, the chain, the retailer, or what have you.
Which is really interesting, right? So that goes back to my point of that I started with, that you can downgrade someone's service and make them more satisfied. I mean, that is a managerial luxury, if you will, that and then you go back to, you know, $20 to $30 of cleaning a right. room a night. If you go back to the $20 to $30, up to $30, and then you can downgrade the service, the towels, whatever. Obviously, you don't want to say that have no service. So you don't want to have no service in a hotel room for most people. Some people, fine, because you can look at that as a security thing, too. If I just put my tag outside the door and I don't want anybody to bother me, I feel more secure in that hotel room. But that's a different aspect of this that it really doesn't go to greening things. The towel reusage and so forth, that goes to greening things. But it's a cost saving and a pride, warm glow feeling, if you will, and so on, that is really powerful.
Well, that's fascinating. The article is in the Journal of Marketing. Give us the full title.
Adjusting the Warm Glow Thermostat, How Incentivizing Participation in Voluntary Green Programs Moderates Their Impact on Service Satisfaction.
Excellent title, Adjusting the Thermostat. A very sustainable title. It echoes sustainability. I've been talking with Dr. Thomas Hult. He's the Byington Endowed Chair and Professor of Marketing and International Business in the Eli Broad College of Business at Michigan State. Dr. Hult, it would be a pleasure to have you back on the program to talk a little bit more about this other dimension that you're in so much these days, that is international marketing and the role that green incentives might play in other countries around the world.
And the other storyline, if I add one at the back end here, is this really fits well with a lot of work that we're doing with the United Nations. They, of course, came out with their sustainable development goals in September of 2015 that they're now trying to implement across the 195 or so countries. So sustainability is in vogue both at the company level for customers, but also certainly at the country levels.
Let's have you back to talk about that.
Thanks.